Tension on LSE between India and China started since May 2020, almost 4 years now. Many times there have been clashes between the armies of the two countries. But now, a fierce cold war has started in the sea between India and China. The conflict between India and China in the Indian Ocean has now reached its peak. Many small countries have come in the grip of this cold war between India and China. Countries like Maldives, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh will have to decide whether they are with India or China. Changing sides just to get small benefits is going to be costly for India's neighboring countries. We all know that China has been continuously sending spy ships around the Indian Peninsula for the last few months. In the latest case, China stationed its spy ship Xiangyang Hong 03 in Maldives. But for the first time, India has given such a response that even China is taken aback and they are having second thoughts about India. India first deployed many warships and submarines in the Arabian Sea, Bay of Bengal and the Indian Ocean. And then you must have also heard that the Indian Navy has started carrying out major operations. Recently against Houthi rebels in collaboration with the United States near Gulf of Aden. Then Indian Navy rescued two hijacked vessels near Somalia's coast. Then Indian Navy has shared a video of its rescue operation of 19 Pakistani crew who were held hostage by the armed Somali pirates. So you see, at present these attacks are being carried out against terrorists and bandits, but the real target is China. India has sent a strong message to China and some of its own neighboring countries that the Indian Navy will no longer just patrol, but will attack if necessary. The Indian Navy has come out of its shores and has now started helping many countries in a large part of the sea. Whichever country is troubled by China, pirates and Houthi terrorists, the Indian Navy is helping them. India has saved the ships of many countries in the Arabian Sea from the pirates of Somalia. India has played a significant role in anti-piracy operations in the Arabian Sea, including rescuing ships from various countries targeted by Somali pirates. Since 2008, India has maintained a permanent naval presence in the Gulf of Aden as part of the Combined Task Force 151, an international anti-piracy coalition. The Indian Navy has now become the Robin Hood of the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. Now the ships of whichever country are passing through important areas like the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean, India is protecting it. In other words, India's strategy in the sea is completely opposite to that of China. If China is showing hooliganism in the sea, then India is helping the world. Let me give you an example. Recently on January 30, 2024, Indian Navy's INS Sumitra rescued 19 Pakistani sailors from a fishing vessel that was hijacked by Somali pirates off the coast of Somalia. Indian Marine Commandos rescued 19 Pakistanis from pirates. At that time, a Chinese Navy vessel was present at a short distance. China did not help or participate in the rescue operation. India saved the Pakistanis. Now, this has happened once before, in 2017, when the Chinese and the Indian navies together rescued a ship from pirates. It was a joint effort. However, in its official statement, the Chinese Navy did not mention the role of Indian Navy and took all the credit alone. So, it can be seen that China's nature is to feel jealous of India. Because of this, they did not offer any help this time. This is a kind of cold war between India and China in the Indian Ocean, because direct clashes happen in the Himalayas. But a cold war is waged in the ocean and mind games are being played. I have made a video in which I've explained what is the real purpose behind Chinese spy vessels navigating in the Indian Ocean. Watch that video, you will get a deeper understanding of the Chinese tactics. I'll put the link to that video in the top right corner. Now let me tell you another reason behind China's jealousy. As we now know, some large investors are pulling out of China. I am talking about financial institutions like BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, then tech companies like SoftBank, Tesla, Microsoft, and they are looking towards other emerging markets like India, seeking diversification and potentially higher returns. There was an article, and a lot of newspapers and magazines have quoted this article, that Wall Street is now looking to put its money in India rather than China. See, you need to understand this. India's economy has grown substantially over the past decade. And recently, India has overtaken Hong Kong to become the fourth largest stock market in the world. And one of the main reasons why investors are pulling out from China and investing in India is due to India's transparent economic system. Today, investors are attracted to India because of infrastructure improvements and investor-friendly regulations. Now, whatever you say about Western countries, they have a lot of money. Because if you see, they have a money printing machine. And today, in this time, Western countries view China as a significant threat, as clearly indicated in their national security doctrines. At one time, it was the Western countries, especially the United States of America, that made China economically capable. In the late 1970s, China opened up its markets to foreign trade and investment. US companies invested heavily in China, setting up factories and joint ventures, which transferred technology which contributed to China's manufacturing capabilities. Even the Western countries had no clue back then of what China would become today. And now the democratic countries are increasingly engaging with each other to shift their investment focus from China to India. Now always remember this. Put yourself in America's shoes. If today you want to pull out investments from China and put them into India, basically you want to change your client from China to India, then one thing you will have to keep in mind is that you won't repeat the mistake that the United States is facing today by investing in China. So what will you do with India so that in the future, when a lot of money starts pouring into India, you can also control India, manipulate it, and ensure that India doesn't become as powerful as China today? So what will you do? You will grab onto India's vulnerable points, right? Manipulate fault lines in your favor, and only then you will invest in India. That is why United States raises issues like Manipur, Khalistan, South-North divide, and covertly supports anti-Indian groups. Because United States recognizes India as an upcoming economic giant, and United States has no problem with that. But at the same time, United States wants some control over India. A simple solution to control someone is to do business with them, but also at the same time maintain control over some of their weaknesses, so that you can get things done according to your will. And that's exactly what the United States and Western countries are doing with India from time to time. And on the other hand, China is not only jealous with India, but it is also creating troubles within India and around India to portray to the world that India is not safe for any investment. And you know very well why China is doing this. If someone wants to run their business, they often ignite fires around and inside the house of their closest competitor so that they are unable to do business. And as far as my analysis goes, China will never sit peacefully and India will never bow down to China's bully. There will come a time when there will be a fierce clash between the two. And the beginning of that has already begun. And whatever stories we hear every day indicate towards a major conflict, which will definitely happen in the future. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.